It's living up to its name, Surefire Wrestling. This is episode 4. And what you get here is quite a lot of the match that we have been trailing for a couple of weeks now, because they fought a couple of weeks ago, and this is, of course, the gentleman who has been eating the chain on their chain on that, you know, on his promos. That will be Jay Davis versus Johnny O'Mara. Now, when they fought before, Jay Davis did the "I'll throw the chair to you" behind the referee's back, "lie down on the floor as if I'm being smacked with a chair and you will lose," and that worked for him. So they're fighting again, and this will be a four corners chain match. Generally, you do get something like that, don't you? It's going to be a strap match or a chain match for the four corners. You have to touch each turnbuckle. If you touch all four, you win. Now, before we get there, we get the great ones, Gordon and Gregory. Gordon and Gregory, both masked, of course. I think it's Gordon who's interviewed mainly, has a good, easy promo style. And then suddenly there's laughter. And the screen starts to distort a little. And then we've got someone saying on my screen, "Wait for it. Wait for it." Not like that. "Wait for it." I don't know what. And we'll find out later on. Believe you me. Don't worry. We will find out later on. Now, it's a good match, this, the Jay Davis versus Johnny O'Mara match. They give it quite a lot of time, and so they should. Davis, of course, is the Rottweiler. He tears up a kid's sign on the way in. Boo! Remember when Big Bully Busick came down to the ring on Challenge or Superstars with WWF? And just, he had a big cigar, didn't he? He used to have a big cigar and a bowler hat for some reason. And he popped that kid's balloon with his cigar. The kid was crying. Bloody hell. Anyway, he does a bit of that himself, not with a cigar, but rips up the kid's sign. He then, when the referee has put the chain on him, or attached the chain to his wrist, he sort of starts adjusting it and saying, "Oh, that's chafing a bit. Oh, it's a bit tight. Referee, you can't do that," as he's pointed out on commentary. Commentary's really good, by the way. I haven't mentioned this before, but nice face heel pairing, really nice. And you can't really adjust that chain once it's on. Once it's on, it's on. But you just try and do that. So we get a forearm from O'Mara, who is, of course, a fighter. He's a fighter, not a lover. But he might be both. I don't know. I don't know him very well. They get some punches. Davis returns fire. There's a big O'Mara clothesline. He gets the two buckles. Then Davis chokes him on the ropes with the chain as well. Not just the ropes, the chain. Dragon screw from a standing position from O'Mara. That must have really hurt the knee. And a big Davis suplex. He gets the three buckles, whips him with the chain, puts the chain around O'Mara's neck, and then, you know, cranks around from the inside while O'Mara's hanging on from the outside. Cranks up like he's kind of hanging in from it. I like that. I do like that. Got to do it safely, and I do like that move. Must say. He gets the three buckles again, does Davis. Doing well here. I mean, it's not cumulative or anything, but he's doing well. There's a sweet O'Mara suplex, and then a chain choke again from Davis. He's doing a lot more of this than O'Mara. And he pulls him in by the chain and clotheslines him three times. One long, two short arm. Very nice. O'Mara, though, starts to work on the knee again. It's almost as if he'd forgotten. Now he thinks, "Oh, by the way, I remember now. I dragon screwed you, didn't I? I'll give you a knee DT, and I'll crank on it." Davis taps, but there's nothing you can do about that. That's not how you win this match. Then Davis pulls him in again and hits a nice spine buster. He does use the chain a lot better than O'Mara, to be honest. He's got a thinking outside the chain box type. I mean, you wouldn't have a chain box, would you? Things would fall out the side. But, you know, or the bottom. But anyway, you know what I mean? He gets the three buckles again, stops himself, and goes back to put more punishment, more of a hurting on O'Mara, who then responds with a DDT. Very nice. O'Mara then gets the closest anyone has. 3.75 buckles. He nearly gets to the fourth, but Davis drags him back in, ties up his legs so he can't really move, and then drags him to all four corners. And that gets the win. It's pretty incontrovertible. I think Davis had the better match. It was blooming good. And Omar's been gone for 18 months before he came back here. And now look at him, he says. Now he's 0-2. What's he going to do next? He knows he's going to hit the gym. He knows he's going to be back. He needs to lick his wounds. He doesn't know what's in his future. I suppose he's saying, that's me finished with Davis. Let's see what happens next. Now, the great ones, we knew they were facing Cold World, Corey and Dylan. And oh, by the way, the two female wrestlers, if I can call them female, who have been fighting week on week are going to have a Brownwood County street fight next week. That will be superb. Now, Dylan and Gregory have fun here. There is a Gregory headlock that's worked nicely. Gordon just runs into Dylan, I think it was, and bounces off. Great ones, double team overhand chops. That's four chops. And then a double team leg sweep. Overhand chops, two each, four chops. Ow! Ow! Yeah, don't know why I made the noise the first time round. Anyway, Gordon is then thrown into the ring post on the outside. There's a Cold World sent on an elbow drop combo, which is lovely. And Gregory sells, it's beautiful actually. Gordon is, he sells the shots from the apron. He's on the tag rope, he wants to get in. Gordon's been beat up really, and he sells the shots, turning around to the crowd and to the hard cam, really selling them. It's beautifully done, you know. There, because you don't often get that, do you? Love it. There was a ref distraction and an eye gouge from Dylan. In fact, he gouges both eyes, commentary tell us. Not just the one, both. Then he gets a dragon sleeper cinched in. Gordon's thrown into a Dylan boot for 2.999, recurring, but Corey misses a Vader bomb. The great ones then hit the elbow and leg drop combo, and it's looking all right when Gordon gets the camel clutch. But Dylan, who has smacked Gregory on the outside to minimise that threat, comes back from behind Gordon and turns his mask to the side, which we know can happen. See, Gordon's completely incapacitated. That's the problem with wearing a mask. He can't see anything. There's a big clothesline from Corey, and we've got the clothesline for the pin. The clothesline is the pin, that's right. Or it brings the pin. It isn't the pin. It's not a combination move. But it was rather good, you know. It was all really good action and fast. Two really good matches here. And then Vinny Zucco, apparently, is the manager. And Lobo, who looks a bit like, what's his name, in Machete? Danny Trejo. It wasn't Danny Trejo. It was the wrestler called Lobo. They're waiting, looking on at the entrance. The entranceway, and maybe he was the one who said, just wait, just you wait. Don't think it was that, was it? Wait for it, it was, wasn't it? Wait for it. Well, there it is, we think. I don't know what kind of beef he's got with the great ones, but we'll find out. I'm really enjoying this Surefire Wrestling. Really well done, old school with a bit of new school. Love it, and I'll be there for the next episode. Hope you will too, and do have a listen to what I think of it. Because it's hitting the heights at the moment, and I hope that continues. Surefire sure is. Ta-ta.